Damn, I need my drink. Can you hear me now?
Open it before I start my intro.
Thanks, Chief. Start it. Start the intro.
No. Open your can. Open your can first.
It's going to seem more like we're actually doing this as like normal people instead of scripted.
Oh my gosh. How about you open it? And then we'll start.
Yeah, then we can fake it. You'll be talking. I'll just go.
Oh my gosh.
I don't really do that one good enough. Sound better? No, I think we're going to go with that one.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode 2.
Episode 2.
Where we cover the latest and greatest in gaming news. Be sure you go check out our website, couchcoop.net. But in the meantime, Case Tap.
Couch Coop.
Oh, I should probably say I'm Joe. I'm a terrible host.
And I'm Casey Tap, not Joe or a terrible host.
All right. So, of course, according to last week's show, every show starts with the hit list.
The hit list.
We need to come up with a cool jingle for the hit list. Some other time.
Why does it happen?
Not even a jingle, more like a catchphrase.
A jingle.
But we'll figure that
unique
out.
Unique New York.
Today there are 8 items on the hit list. And the first one is depressing for me. Number 1. Ready at Dawn has officially announced that their upcoming alternate history third-person action game has been delayed until early 2015.
Rats.
This statement reads, "As we look to bring the experience to the players, we have decided to spend some extra time to deliver on the promise we made when we first introduced the game. As such, you can expect The Order 1886 to come exclusively to PlayStation 4 in early 2015." So, but it was more of like a good news, bad news situation, because, yeah, there was a delay, but we also got a short little gameplay video. It was about 2 minutes long.
Yeah, and at least they're still making the game.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really ever get too upset about delays, because, like, hold on, we want to make this game better before we release it.
Take your time, just don't not make the game.
Right, yeah. But, so.
Hint, hint, Division.
They're still making it.
Don't mess it up.
I might have just jinxed it, but oh well. So, number 2. Minecraft's new Halo-themed edition is hitting Xbox Live tomorrow. It wasn't... Not tomorrow. It was last
That's why I Tuesday. Asked earlier. I was like, hey, tomorrow? What?
Sorry.
It's okay.
It came out this past week. The legendary mashup from 4J Studios comes with new texture pack, UI, craftable items, 40 character skins, music, and more, all inspired by the Halo series.
Yes.
The download will also come with a pre-made map filled with iconic Halo environments reimagined in Minecraft's unique visuals.
So I'm assuming that's for the 360, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
I might have to
You would that. Be correct.
Might have to get it.
Experience the Haloverse. Experience the Haloverse like never before.
That's true. It's Haloverse, it's called. Not really.
So you're a huge Halo fan.
I am a huge Halo fan.
And a huge Minecraft fan.
And a huge Minecraft fan. In fact, my Minecraft avatar is the Master Chief.
That's true.
And you remember I built that big head and illuminated
it. Yeah, that's right.
In our city, so that everyone knows that I built the city.
So yeah, you're definitely going to be pumped for that. Alright, number 3. A new website has surfaced for EA's next Battlefield game, titled Battlefield Hardline. The website makes it seem like it's a game about a SWAT team. The site also states that we will get a full, proper reveal on June 9th during EA's E3 press conference. Until then, we can only speculate.
So I was trying to read this earlier, and it says EA's E3. That is really hard to say when you're talking fast.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm going to give you credit for making it through that. It's good. EA's everything.
But... what I don't really get is why it's about SWAT officers or some sort of police-based team. Because it's not really a battlefield unless you're going into, like, a metaphorical term of, you know...
Well...
the streets of such and such city are a battlefield.
Well, you know, I mean, you don't really see a lot of... you know, if big stuff goes down in a city, you may see, like, 20 different SWAT members there. But that doesn't mean they're going to call in tanks and roll in the army.
True.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. Because up until now, most of the Battlefield, especially the online stuff, because, I mean, you can make a storyline around anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a storyline. You know, you make it how you want it. But as far as, like, the online stuff goes, all the other Battlefields have mainly been, like, big open areas, you know, and they're more military style. But if they try to do more like city stuff, then, yeah, I guess I could understand that.
I just don't understand why EA wouldn't take the chance to make it a new IP. Like, why? Like, it doesn't seem to fit with Battlefield, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, at least from what the website shows.
You know, a lot of people used to say that Modern Warfare wasn't going to fit with Call of Duty.
True.
So,
it could just be, like, another branch.
Yeah. You know, they ended up never going back. So.
That's true.
I just hope... I'm fine with them coming up with new stuff. That's fine with me. Battlefield's always done good up until now. I feel like I had Battlefield 4 for the PS3, the PS4, and the 360, and none of them worked. They did not work up until the day that I sold them back to GameStop. So, I don't know.
They did say that even after this official reveal of Battlefield Hardline, that they weren't going to abandon Battlefield 4.
I hope not.
So
I'm hoping that eventually I can go and get by that game again and enjoy it with my friends.
Yeah, because it was rough.
It was. Especially that one map. And you, like, in the loading screen, you just get kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
Yeah. A lot of bad things in Battlefield 4. But hopefully they can do something cool with Battlefield Hardline.
I saw something online that was just called Broken Field 4.
It's a bad pun, but it's a pun.
It was. It was good, though. I liked it. It made me laugh at work, and everybody was like, what are you laughing at? Shut up.
Alright, number 4. Bethesda announced that it is publishing Battlecry Studios' debut third-person online action game, Battlecry. This game totes a distinct visual style with Viktor Antonov.
That's a very hard name to say.
That is a very hard name. I should know how to pronounce, though, because he was the art director on Half-Life 2 and Dishonored.
Viktor? Let's just go with Viktor.
Yeah. And so that same guy is leading up the art team. And it's an interesting concept, a world without gunpowder. So it's an alternate history timeline.
You were saying that there is gunpowder, but it's outlawed, correct?
Correct. Like after a huge war, they passed what was called the Black Powder Treaty, which banned everyone from using gunpowder. But what I think is really cool about this is that the superpowers of that time period send, instead of fighting these massive wars, they send, like, a select few to fight wars in an arena.
Thunderdome.
Yeah, it's like Super Bowl, but war.
Super Bowl, or maybe like the Coliseum.
Yeah, that works too.
A little bit closer.
Yeah. But the game will support 32-player battles, as well as dynamic movement system, allowing players to seamlessly grapple, evade, and mantle to quickly cover distances and evade the other team.
You know, I love that you can... They don't say it, but they're basically telling you that there's going to be parkour.
Yeah.
And there's parkour in every game now.
I think it might be trademarked by Mirror's Edge, though, so nobody can say, parkour.
They could just say, you can seamlessly Mirror's Edge across the battlefield.
Yeah, basically.
Nothing will ever be that seamless, though. Mirror's Edge got it down.
They did.
Sorry.
No. The title will also be free to play, but no news of a release window yet. However, there is a very slick trailer, and you can check that out at couchcoop.net.
Do it.
Number 5. Xbox One's time-bending action game, Quantum Break, will be released sometime in 2015. This game will also run alongside a parallel live-action TV series that focuses on the game's main antagonist, Monarch, an evil corporation. Remedy has also stated that we will see a full gameplay demo at GamesCon in August. So that's... For Xbox One fans, it's kind of cool. New IP is always welcome.
You know what? Just going over all this stuff, that's going to be a really good year for Matt.
True.
He's going to get back and just be playing all this crazy stuff.
But it's on Xbox One. Does he have an Xbox One?
I don't know. He could probably buy one.
Mm. But
all that military money.
True. So, but what I think is cool is that
is this a sequel?
If I've read correctly, no.
Quantum Break?
No.
Sounds familiar.
If I've read correctly, they're filming a TV show now, and when the game comes out, in between certain parts of the game, you will watch the TV series, and depending on how you played in the game, the TV series changes.
Interesting.
But it's like pre-recorded, basically. So they've filmed multiple different pathways the story can go, I guess.
That's cool. I really like that.
That is kind of cool.
I love that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. See, that's like Infamous. I like that there's so many different things that can happen in there.
And, like, it's just good universe building, I think.
Yeah.
To have stuff, some live-action stuff, along with your video game. Number 6. The popular PC military simulator Arma 3 has released a new DLC. Go-karts. Players will be able to create their own tracks and even play as the track safety coordinator, firing a pistol to start the race. It's just like, of course Arma 3 does this.
First of all, you can never go wrong with go-karts, ever.
True.
And
very true. Mario Kart has proven this correct thousands of times. Yeah. Well, a couple times. Eight times, to be exact.
Yeah. So, but the guy that fires the pistol, is he firing a real pistol?
It's like a flare gun.
It's a cap gun?
That'd be funny if he decides to pick people
off. Yeah, if it was a real gun, that would be a really interesting start.
Oh, man. But this is also cool. Arma 3's website says that a portion of the profits will go to benefit the Czech Red Cross. So, because this actually started out as an April Fool's joke, this fake DLC, but the fans decided they really wanted it, and so they went and made it.
You know what? They should do that. Game companies should do that more often.
Yeah.
Throw it out there. If the
just
fans want it, just do it, and do it for charity.
It's good. It's very honorable, I'd say. Number 7.
You think they deserve a Medal of Honor?
No.
Shooter game?
Let's be glad that game franchise is dead.
Hey, you know. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Number 7.
The new ones are bad.
Gaijin Entertainment announced that.
Hard names, man.
I know. It's just hammering me this week. Announced that War Thunder will be coming to PS4 on June 3rd. This is an online World War II era airplane dogfighting game. Free to play, also. And the PS4 version will be the whatever the current version of the game is. It'll have everything: 350 different planes, squadron battles, 150 different multiplayer missions, and a single player campaign and scenarios. The Ground Forces expansion pack will also be included. So that's pretty cool.
How many planes?
350.
This is going to be awesome.
It's free to play, yeah.
It's getting downloaded.
It's great.
For sure.
And then number 8. UbiBlog has announced that Watch Dogs has sold more copies in its first 24 hours than any previous Ubisoft title. CEO of Ubisoft, Yves Guillemot. Dang it.
These names, man.
Guillemot. I don't know. States, Watch Dogs is an amazing achievement, and our team should be proud that the creativity, innovation, and long hours they invested in making the game are paying off. It's great to see so many customers enjoy playing the game, and it shows that Watch Dogs has cracked the code for developing new blockbuster IP and a thoroughly new-gen experience.
It is good.
It is.
It is. It's very good.
It's kind of crazy that it's the most popular day one selling
Ubisoft
game of Ubisoft, yeah. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Especially being a new IP and that many people adopted it that quickly.
It's
kind of crazy.
I feel like they did a good job at connecting it with the generation.
Yeah.
The game
the new
generation.
Launch.
Yeah, because, I mean, nowadays, we've got iPad. Everything we have is connected. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
You're saying you could hack it?
They've got those people, probably. they've got those, you know, people have things where they could be in, you know, another country and still turn on their TV and their air conditioning and unlock their doors and stuff. That's just awesome. I love that. But at the same time, Watch Dogs has showed us that, you know, that could be a bad thing. Because if you got somebody that's good enough at hacking, because most of that stuff works off of just a Wi-Fi signal. So, I mean, you could unlock a door pretty easily, turn off an alarm system.
Yeah, I just like, which we should save this for our topic.
Segway!
Yeah. So, that's the hit list.
That was the hit list.
And now we're going to did we ever name it?
I don't know.
I don't think we did. Main event? No, that was dumb. Should we just call it topic of the week?
Sure.
I think that just fits.
Toe?
Acronyms.
Yeah.
Took me a second.
Yeah. So, toe like toe, like your foot.
T-O-W, yeah.
Like stealing a car.
Yeah, I know how to spell.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying.
So, Watch Dogs came out on, when you hear this, it'll be last Tuesday. And we've been playing the heck out of it.
Yep.
I'll probably have a review up by Monday.
PS3 and PS4.
Correct. Since I'm broke.
And I'm not.
I'm on PS3.
I'm definitely not going to do a review of it. I think originally I was.
Well, you don't have to, since I'm gonna. No, you were gonna do Infamous.
That is true. Yes.
Because the newcomer's take on Infamous.
But I will say, the reason why I am not doing one is because I've spent way too much time just goofing around in the game. I'm only in Act Two.
That's the thing. Usually with open world games, I don't get distracted.
I get lost.
Like I'll go campaign, like, you know, mission, in order. And, like, I don't do any of the side stuff till after I'm done.
Well, I did that with Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I went straight to the mission.
But then I played this one, and it was just like, I just got so sidetracked. At one point, I was like, I had to force myself. I was like, I have to do the missions
because
I have to
do the review.
It was just like, it was a lot of stuff.
There's a lot. There really is a lot of stuff to do. You know, you've got all the digital trip stuff. You've got the fixer contracts and all the little blue ones that you can go do, which give you more, like, experience points and stuff.
Not to mention the random crimes happening in the city.
Yeah, you just see, like, a red dot pop up, somebody gets hit with a bat or something. You can chase them down, or just shoot them. That's what I usually do.
But there's just a lot to do in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really good.
It's one of those things, like, a lot of people would say that being distracted from your main goal is bad. But it really makes it fun to be distracted from your main goal.
Right, because we were talking about just before.
Stuff to do.
Just before this, at some points you just want to stroll around the city.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, walk around and.
Yeah, and that's another thing, is that there's not really a lot of games that you want to play where walking makes you feel better about yourself. Like, most people are just sprint over here, sprint over there, jog this way. No, this one, you're just like, put your hands in your pockets and just walk slowly.
And I think it's just that simple animation that makes it seem more relaxed.
It's
But what I wanted to touch on was, there is an immense amount of hate for this game online.
Why?
The user review on Metacritic, which, it was on day one that this happened. It was 56 or lower or something. Or I don't remember. It was terrible. But it was on day one, so none of these users, quotes, couldn't have even played through the whole game and made a judgment call.
Unless they were in Europe.
I don't know. But it's just, for some reason, it's really cool to hate things that have been delayed, I guess. Because the same thing kind of happened with Bioshock Infinite. So a lot of people didn't like it or hated it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if you're... Why criticize something that a ton of people obviously enjoy?
I think if you're going to hate it because it came out late, don't buy the game.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
If you're going to hate on it, don't buy it.
Don't bitch about it online and just... It's just... It's a waste of your time.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, so that some people, that's fun for them. So that's what they do on their spare time.
I just don't get it. But, like, and then there, you know, There's a YouTube video that's like 7 minutes long, and all it did was point out these like stupid microscopic flaws in the game. And I was just like, why do you have to like be that much of a, you know, a prick about it? It's not that bad.
Who's just sitting around like trying to find problems with this thing?
That's probably why you found so many, because he was trying to break the game.
I have not found one problem with it.
I was playing.
I'm on PS4. I got good graphics running.
See, I was on PS3 and I had the occasional like frame rate hiccup, and then one time I spawned in a mission where I was supposed to be escorting somebody, and I wasn't in a car. So that was kind of dumb. But it was only once, and then it fixed itself.
Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, there was one thing that I had a problem with. Not that big of a deal. But I started a mission. I think it was like a fixer contract or
one of those side missions.
One of the little side missions, you know. No biggie. So I started it. And then I don't know if I went into my my phone or my stats or something. I don't remember what I did. But when I came back out, I didn't know what to do. This is probably one of the first times I ever did this. But I didn't know what to do because my waypoint didn't pop up. So I was just like walking around like, hey. So I figured it was just drive around until you find somebody. So that's what I did for a while. And then I realized that I couldn't do anything else because I was in a mission. I didn't realize. I was like, well, maybe I'm not in a mission or, you know, whatever. So I did what any other good gamer would do. Went and caused a lot of mayhem and got myself killed, and then I just restarted the mission. And then the thing popped up, and I went about my day. I didn't complain about it. I didn't call my wife at work and go, hey, something's wrong with this game.
I haven't really come across anything that was considered game-breaking.
I haven't come across anything that's been like Metro, where it's just like,
oh, yeah, you just can't proceed. Crap is
falling apart everywhere.
But, and that's the thing, like, it runs. Especially on next gen, it runs really well.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I mean, like, it's just this ridiculous amount of hate.
Yeah, we ran that side-by-side comparison of the driving. Mm-hmm. And you were going down a straightaway, and stuff just was not really...
Yeah, like, there was some texture popping at high speeds and, you know, a little bit of lag in the draw distance. But other than that, there wasn't really, like... It didn't like take me out of the experience or anything. I was like, I'm driving so fast right now.
But, well, and then, you know, and on the PS4, you're the one that showed me, because I didn't really even notice it. But you were saying how that lags that way, but it doesn't on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
But I had never noticed it, like, because I know there's other games that even on next gen there's a few that have problems, but I guess. I just didn't notice it, but you were saying how they don't have the cockpit view.
Yeah, there's a couple missing features on the PS3. There's not the team deathmatch hacking online mode.
Or the free mode.
Or the free roam mode.
Free roam online.
There's not a cockpit view. I believe there are less civilians on the street. Just stuff so that it runs better on old gen.
Let's just real quick, as far as the cockpit thing goes, because you know I was giving you a hard time about it. After playing the PS3 version and then playing the PS4 version and getting to drive in the actual driver's seat where you can see the steering wheel and the dashboard and all that stuff, do you think that it's more fun to drive in the cockpit and be like in the experience, or do you think it's more fun to drive outside so you can see everything?
I think it's more fun in the cockpit, but like if I were trying to hack stuff during an intense cop chase, I'd want that ability to
turn
look around the car.
Yeah, you can't. We failed to mention when you're in the cockpit or the driver's seat. People are going to give us a hard time about saying cockpit, but. And when you're in the driver's seat, you can't turn. You can't, like, you can barely
look
past.
It's just the front windshield.
Yeah, you can see the impact pillars that run up the side where your doors are, but you can't see like out your passenger window, and you can't look out your driver's side window. You can just look forward and look backwards.
But it's like it's a nice addition. Like,
yeah,
it didn't have to be in there.
It makes you feel like you're in it.
Right.
It feels really cool. It's just harder to hack.
That's the thing. Like, They put a lot of stuff in there that they didn't have to put in there, but it's kind of awesome that they did. Like this
it's
game,
extra.
Yeah, this game didn't even need to have an online mode, but they put it in there, and it's a ton of fun.
Oh man, it kills me though.
I loved it. Like it's just fun to me.
I had a problem with people just dropping in and trying to kill me, so I had to turn off my online.
But that's what I liked is that it. Like, you always had to suspect somebody was hunting you if you had it on during your campaign.
Man, it's...
I kind of enjoyed that. It gave me that extra paranoia.
I think I'm gonna catch it after I get done with the storyline.
Yeah.
Because, I like to enjoy my story. If I play a storyline game, I want to stop and enjoy my storyline. So, whenever I actually play them, I want to be able to focus on what's going on around me. I like to be fully submerged in the person that I am in this storyline.
That's fair, though.
Yeah, like I said, I'm an online guy. I love multiplayer stuff. But if I'm going to do a single-player thing, I want to be a single player, not have other people come
right,
in.
Right, yeah.
Just because, there's not really a lot of single-player stuff that I played. I played Halo and stuff like that, but there's no way anything can really intervene with Halo because it's a straightforward storyline.
Right.
Doesn't matter what goes on in the universe, it just keeps happening. But, whenever the first game I think I ever played where something could actually affect what happens later on or happens to you was Mass Effect. When the decisions you make
yeah.
will come back to haunt you, that sort of thing. So, like, ever since then, I've always been fully submerged in who I am in this game.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like we were just saying, whenever I play as Pierce, I like to walk down the streets with my hands in my pockets and seem like I'm trying to be under the radar.
Yeah.
Because that's one of his big things is he doesn't like to stand out. He doesn't want people to know who he is. And
except for some reason, everybody knows who
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like on the
news. That was confusing.
It was on the news. Adrian Pierce. But anyway, so. But yeah, I like to be in it, up until the point where I pull out the 50 cal sniper rifle and start shooting at cars in the middle of the street.
But for me, the online almost reinforced the way I played because I was like, because it, people are always after Aiden anyways,
mm-hmm.
So it kind of like... It was like a cool aside that, people are constantly looking
yeah,
for
no,
you.
Yeah, no, I do get that. I think I agree with that. I actually completely agree with that. It just, for me, it kind of distracted me a little bit, I guess. But it would have been cool, though, if they would have had just random AI.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. Yeah.
Try to jump you.
But that would have been a lot to have in there.
I think it would have been a lot of fun to have random AI come in and like two SUVs and unload like eight people at you. That would have been a lot of fun because that, like, maybe like in Act One, it's just like two guys in a piece of crap car and jump out and go, "Hey man, we were hired." They got baseball bats.
Like
and,
they're after the reward. That's
yeah.
Type thing.
And then once you get towards like the end of the game, it's like people rolling up in black unmarked SUVs, jumping out with body plates and stuff. That would have been pretty cool.
You're kind of leading into a question I was going to ask.
What's that?
Do you think gamers, especially, like, I guess, present-day gamers, expect too much from a game? And that's why there's all this hate on the web.
I think, I would say, I don't know if it's expect too much, but I think that what has happened in the past is... I guess you could say expect too much, but I think what has happened in the past is that games have released these trailers and they just look freaking amazing, and then you get into the game and it's like, well, yeah, you can do all that stuff, but you have to do it perfectly or else it
yeah.
doesn't fall together like that,
So like I can understand like if you feel cheated because a couple E3s ago that game, it looked slightly better than it does now, but it's not like any substantial difference. And they even said that they were going to have to downgrade the visuals.
Watch Dogs, especially on the next gen consoles. Well, I don't know about the Xbox One, but on the PlayStation 4, looks amazing. And even whenever you got here today and you looked at it and you were like, man, that water looks amazing.
Given that I was playing it on PS4.
Exactly, yeah. But something as simple as water, if it looks good in the game, you feel more like into what you're doing, you know? Gamers want everything to look awesome. And it's like, it's that feeling you get. And you know, as a gamer, every gamer knows what I'm about to say. That feeling you get whenever you execute the perfect drift, or you walk into a room and shoot 5 people in the head without anybody ever knowing you're there, and it all happens within like a split second. That feeling, I think the problem is people have that expectation and they want it to happen throughout the whole game. And when it doesn't happen throughout the whole game, because none of us are perfect, and you know, you don't have the reaction time or the maneuverability that you do in real life in a video game. So a lot of people feel let down, because when you watch a trailer, even if it's an actual gameplay trailer, you got to think, these guys probably were sitting here playing this for hours and hours and
they
hours.
Probably got
like,
it down.
Hey, here's a good like 3-minute clip that we can throw on there that somebody did something amazing out of the 10 hours that they were playing.
But that's also the greatness of open world games, is that you can have these ridiculously silly moments.
Oh, yeah.
But then you can have these, other side of the end, you can have these awesome, awesome moments.
You can have some good examples of that, like, as far as, like, open world stuff, GTA, any GTA online game, mm-hmm. It doesn't even matter if it's 5, 4, whatever, you're playing online in GTA, every now and then something's going to happen that's going to make you drop your controller laughing, because crap just comes together.
Yeah.
And I think Watch Dogs, I think it has the potential to do that.
We just haven't had it long enough to see.
Well, yeah, and I haven't played on Free Roam yet, and I haven't played on the team stuff yet. But I think you could pull some really cool stuff and some really funny stuff off. But then, you know, you also have stuff like Halo Reach or just Halo 4 or Halo in general, where, like, you could have, like, a whole squad winning right now, and you've got 3 guys sitting up behind a bunker shooting at some people, and all of a sudden a Banshee falls out of the air and kills all 3 of them, you know? And you're the guy that just jumped out of the Banshee, and you're just laughing your ass off. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do. It's just...
That's the thing, though.
Right place, right time.
Yeah. And... But you're not going to have... You know, you can't have high octane action that's perfectly executed throughout the whole game, or else there's no highs in it.
Yeah,
because there's some moments in the campaign that are just super intense and awesome. And like, even if I had to play it like 5 times to get through it and do it perfectly,
it's still fun.
It's still that awesome, rewarding feeling at the end of it.
Put that whole mission on a loop and let me play it for like an hour, man. I'd do it. You know, I'd like just the gunfights.
Yeah.
They should put just a survival thing in there and just let me gunfight people.
That's true, too. The cover system and the gunfights are also really...
Oh, yeah.
Really, because it kind of adopts things from Splinter Cell and then from... it's got a little bit of the free running from Assassin's Creed, but it's not as extensive. It's for getting over obstacles, not really climbing buildings.
It's covering terrain on a flat surface more than climbing and all that stuff. You can't climb up the side of a building,
right?
But you can find a dumpster and climb it. You know?
It's. I mean, to me, it was like there were some points where like, man, I really wish I could jump across this small gap, but but like it wasn't ever like. There wasn't really a point in the game where I was like, I have to jump over this small gap and I can't. You know?
Another thing that I wish, I think that they should have put into this, and I think they could have, but I don't know how they make them, so I'm not gonna talk crap about it. But I wish that there's 2 things, and they kind of go hand in hand. I wish that whenever you're around a corner and a guy's walking towards your corner, right, and it gives you the option to take him out, but it doesn't pull him around the corner,
right, yeah.
You drop him in plain sight of all of his buddies. I wish that they would have had it to where when you jump around the corner, you can hit him in the face, grab his shirt, pull him around the corner, and then knock him out, you know, do something like that.
Yeah.
Or if you just jump around the corner, beat the crap out of him, knock him out, I wish that you could, like, you know, grab him by his ankles and drag him around the corner or something. Something to keep the, you know, from people from seeing him.
Yeah, but what's also good is that this is, like, there's, I'm gonna go ahead and go out on a limb and say that there's gonna be a Watch Dogs 2, based on the sales from this past week. And so this, I would say this is a good baseline for them to build off of for the next game.
Yeah, and all those people that are hating on it should just not buy the next one.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean,
speak with your wallet.
Yeah, I know, right?
If you don't like it, don't buy it. Don't ruin it for everybody else who does like it.
Yeah. Another thing, I just want to throw out props to freaking Ubisoft for making the AI in this, the bad guys, not like superhuman. Because
right, yeah.
I hate games whenever you shoot somebody and then you disappear and they know where you're going to pop out.
Yeah.
This one, you can shoot them once, run around the corner, go around the whole building,
and they're still
shooting it where you were.
Yeah.
So it makes it more realistic. And now they
can't see through walls or anything.
Yeah, and they don't just sit there. You know, they move. You know, they're not just little turrets. You know, they don't just find their spot when crap goes down. They don't just sit there and shoot from that one spot.
Yeah.
You know, if you disappear and you're gone long enough, they will move.
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared for that. If you don't mark them so you know where they're at, then you may end up coming around one with a shotgun or something. You never know.
That's what I liked about the combat, was that there was always this flow. Like,
oh, yeah.
If I wasn't moving, the enemies were moving.
Yeah.
And if I was moving, you know, the enemies were still thinking of the heavies. Yeah.
Those guys will just run right up on you, because they are hard to take down. They're in was like a bomb squad suit, basically.
Just, it looks like a ton of riot gear or something.
Yeah, like something. Something to give them a lot of armor.
But.
And they just roll up.
I have the heavy takedown skill, so.
See, I haven't gotten it yet. Because
it's very useful.
I haven't encountered them enough, really. I've only seen. I mean, like I said, I get distracted on the game. And don't really do all the big missions. But it seems to me like I do a lot of stuff where it's just little guys. You know, the henchmen, the red shirt guys. But I've probably only come across that big guy maybe 5 times.
Well, there'll be more of them, don't worry.
And there was that one, this is not really a spoiler because nobody knows where it is, but there's that one, like, it's not really a cutscene, but it happens right after the cutscene where you walk through that door and it slows down for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I almost didn't notice that there was a thing blinking right behind his head saying explosive.
Yeah.
And I pulled my gun up, and right as I was about to shoot, I was like, oh, explosive. And then I hacked it, and it just...
Shiny!
It just killed him, you know? And I was like, yes, it killed him. So, another thing I will say is really cool about it is you can set up multiple different, like, bombs and stuff, and you can literally lead a person all the way across the battlefield and then kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. It's just... It's like you throw one thing that says, you know, it's a lure, and it'll drag them over there, and then you can throw another lure, and they'll be like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. And then you have an IED set up at the very end of that candy trail, and you just take, like, 3 or 4 of them out, you know? But...
Yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, even though I will say that the campaign is very cliche, but, I mean, whenever you're trying to install a franchise, you can't... If you go too deep into it, you might lose people. So I can understand that, you know, this, like, they at least established the universe with this game is what I think is going to work out for
them. They did a really good job with it. Overall, I mean, we've kind of gone over almost everything about it.
And also, I'm going to
all the good things about it.
Also, I'm going to do a review.
Yeah.
But we haven't decided yet if we're going to do a numerical value on the rating system, the couch co-op rating system, or if we're just going to do like
let's rate it by the alphabet,
or like a buy, a rent, or a pass system. I think that could work too.
Yeah, that's
instead of attaching a number to it.
Or, you know, I think that either any of them would be good.
Yeah,
as long as we actually, you know, sit and play them, I think that we'll be okay.
Yeah. You'll know by Monday what our rating system is.
I mean, if we do buy, rent, or pass, honestly, I don't even know if rent would be in there as far as...
Just a buy or a pass?
Yeah, because the way I see it is if I buy it and I hate it, I'm going to turn it back in. That's basically
true.
A rent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know it's going to be there. So, if it's a buy,
like a pass-fail system?
Yeah. But no, I do think that there are some games out there that are a rent game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if you want to play Call of Duty or something, you just rent it, play it on the weekend with your buddies, and then when they go back home, you can take it back. And you know, I think rent games nowadays are more of like split-screen games.
Yeah. The couch co-op games.
Yeah, the couch co-op. We're renters.
Shameless plug number two.
You know what? Yeah. No, you know, we don't rent our games, but we do have a lot of games that are rent games.
Yeah. But, because you just have to keep those around the house. Especially
when your
like,
buddies come over. Yeah. You gotta have those games.
Like, I still have Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
I was just about to say that.
Because that is one of the best couch co-op games
great.
I've ever played.
I mean, I think it revolutionized the whole cover shooting.
It's good.
But
that's a whole another tangent for another day.
We logged a lot of hours on that game. And I would even say Gears of War would be a pretty good game to keep around the house.
It's a good one.
Well, you know, the ones that you can play split screen.
Right, yeah. But yeah, so basically, I'm really excited to see what Ubisoft is going to do next with Watch Dogs.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know this is probably going to be a short one, but we're going to move on to our what games we played this week. Well, Watch Dogs.
Well, you played Infamous, though.
I played a little bit. You know what? We can go over that real quick. I'll give you a little bit without... You know, I know you're going to play.
Yeah, don't spoil
it. I'm not really going to spoil anything.
Because I still haven't got a chance to play.
I'm trying... I will say, off the bat, even watching like the first cutscene or even just trailers of this game... I'm still trying to figure out who plays the main character. He's just familiar.
Troy Baker.
I just can't. Like, his face, everything.
Well, Troy Baker's really white. And I know this guy has a darker skin tone.
Well, he's supposed to be Indian.
Indian. So, or Native American. Which one?
Like Native American.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm from Texas, so...
Troy Baker was the same guy who played Booker from BioShock Infinite, Joel from The Last of Us, Two-Face and Robin from Arkham City.
Do they use his face for it?
In Second Son, yeah, they do.
They do? Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen that guy's face.
I think I showed you an interview
really
or
familiar.
Two.
He looks kind of like, I'll have to catch y'all next round, but... There's a guy that he was in Varsity Blues, and he's been in
Varsity Blues.
Well, listen, he's been in a lot of other things. I just can't think of what he's been in off the top of my head because he's not really a popular actor. But I don't know why he looks just like the guy.
But anyway, so how do you like Infamous so far?
Well, you know, I played a little bit of the first one. I didn't really play the second one. I played the first one on your PlayStation.
Right, so you're basically a newcomer to this
game. Yeah, I'm basically a newcomer. I will say, just from the only real thing that I remember from the first one that they've carried over to this that I can actually say, like, I already knew about, you know, that I'm not new to, is the whole choice system.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I think that should be in more games, if not all. Because that is awesome. Put like 5 endings on this bad boy. I'll play through it 5 times and do all this different stuff.
It immediately ups the replayability.
Yeah, another thing that I love about it is just that it lets you play it more as yourself.
Yeah.
Because even though in Watch Dogs, you know, you can play it as your own person, ultimately the cutscenes tell you this is the kind of person that...
Right,
Aiden is.
But even though Aiden is still kind of a flat character, so you can even put your own.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like they kind of give him his own like moral compass.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that in this is that you can just you want to be a bad guy, be a bad guy. The cutscenes will show you as a bad guy. They will say, "Look, you just killed off like every person you know, so you're a bad guy." and they make like your body change. Well, I don't know if Infamous 2 does this, but I know I watched you play the first one and like your body and your powers would change and make you look evil.
Yeah, Infamous 2 did that too.
And I will say the evil stuff always looks more cool than the good stuff.
At least in the first two Infamous games, when you were evil, you looked undead if you were all the way evil.
I thought it looked awesome.
Really?
I just
always play as the good guy though.
So I'm one of those guys where I'm like, look, I'll be nice.
You're like in between.
Unless you're not nice to me. And then I don't care if it's just like, if you spit on my face, I'm going to destroy you and every person you know, all right? Like, it goes down with me. I don't even... Mass Effect. I throw people out windows.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? But...
Throw them out the air.
I will say, as far as... Back to Infamous. Sorry. In Second Son, I'm not used to this kind of gameplay. Just because it's a lot... There's no cover system.
Right,
yeah. At all. If you're going to get behind cover, you literally have to walk back there and stand there like a goofball. Like, yeah, you're just standing there at, like, attack position, staring at a brick wall, waiting for your health to come back.
Yeah, Infamous, you always have to keep moving,
basically. Yeah, it's a really fast-paced, and I'm going to use the word ammo for lack of a better term, but you run out of ammo quick, because...
You have to fuel up your power.
Yeah, you really do. And I feel stupid whenever I'm just like, I run out, and then I have to run over while I'm getting shot. And beat up a car just to get more power. You know, I feel stupid. There's probably a really easy way to do it, but I just...
Well, it kind of adds a bit of strategy to the game.
Well, and another thing is that they have little... Like, in Infamous 2, or Infamous Second Son, they have... your power is based off of smoke, from what I can tell so far. I'm not entirely sure. But I'm pretty sure it's smoke, and... you can harness like fire from it or something, but
there's also more powers throughout the game.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't gotten to them, but the little bit that I have played so far, I noticed that there are some cool tricks that you can do where you can go through certain things. Like if they're not too thick, you can hit your smoke button and you'll like almost like
teleport.
Yeah, kind of. You know Nightcrawler from X-Men?
It's that kind of... Kind of
like that, but you can see the smoke trail.
Gotcha.
Well, it's kind of cool. It's really cool, actually. I think it looks awesome, and I love just zapping through people. Especially when you're running straight at a bad guy, and he's trying to reload his gun. Mm. He pulls his gun up, and you just go straight through him, and then punch him in the back of the head. That's so much fun. I love that. But there's a lot of cool things you can do with that where... there are vents on the side of buildings, and you can use your little smoke thing and run at the vent. And when you use the smoke thing, you just get sucked into the vent, and it shoots you out the top of the building. And then there's other things where you can use your smoke thing, and you run across them, and they're just fans, like on tops of buildings. And whenever you hit it, it launches you up into the air, and then you can glide around and that kind of stuff. But that's a movement thing. To replenish your ammo, or your smoke... There are cool things on top of buildings where it's basically like somebody has a fireplace.
A chimney.
Yeah. And there's smoke coming out of the top and you can just walk up to it and just...
That's what I've liked about the Infamous games is they choose like powers where you can find sources in real life.
Yeah. And
it makes it... To me, it makes it slightly more believable and more fun.
And I didn't play the first two really enough. I mean, I hopped on for like an hour one night or something. But, That's one thing that I always thought was really cool about that was that, like, electricity, it's everywhere. You know,
right.
You could pull from so many things. But I really look forward to seeing, like, the rest of this game, like, how it unfolds. Because, like I said, I've never finished an Infamous game.
Right.
But I do love the way that they're set up to make endings.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to try to get through the whole thing. But I probably won't do that for a while because I'm stuck on Watch Dogs.
Well, yeah, but... You are going to, like, write a review at some point.
At some point, yeah. I'll try to play more on it.
It would just be an interesting, like, perspective.
Yeah, I want to do it. I really do. Just because, especially from my point of view, never have played it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Played it before. I think it would be really interesting to see like, a first take on it. But I'm going to try to play some more maybe this week or something. But I'm going to have a really busy week.
Yeah,
so.
We're all really busy all the time, so.
I'll be more busy this week, though. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the thing. For right now, all the games we review are going to be reviewed after launch.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the luxury.
We're going to give you the review of the average gamer on average salary.
I wouldn't say we're average.
Well, we're great gamers.
We made a website. I'd say we're a little above average.
Yeah, well, you know. But I'm saying, like...
a website dedicated to gaming.
I don't like to say that I'm above average on gaming, because I like to hear stuff from my friends more than I like to hear stuff from big corporate companies.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of times, now I'm not saying anything bad about any of these groups or even us, because it's kind of what we're doing, but I like to feel like I'm coming from more of like a person-to-person standpoint, just because, you know, when people come up to you that made the game or people that are trying to promote the game, I feel like that's all it is, yeah, this does this, and this is this, and blah, blah, blah. And
you're like, prove it.
I feel like they're trying to sell me something.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
I would rather somebody say, you know, when you get the chance, if you hear what I say and you think it sounds cool, you should give it a try sometime. And that's why I try to say more. I'm more of an average gamer, because
right.
I'm not one of those guys. I don't do tournaments or anything like that. I just...
Yeah.
Well, unless...
Nobody's got time for tournaments.
Unless it's Halo. And we're in a garage, and there's a LAN system going, and there's wires everywhere. Heck yeah, I'll do that.
I haven't done a LAN party in forever.
So much fun. The last LAN party I did was 4 TVs and 4 Xboxes. 8-on-8, baby! Hey, what was that? Halo 3 on that sand level? We were playing zombies, and all of us packed into the elephant were just shooting people.
I totally forgot about the
elephant. Yeah.
Good times.
Good times. Halo 3 was good.
But yeah, so...
I want that map to come back, guys.
We're also going to be making some adjustments to the site pretty soon.
Yeah. So, like our Twitter
Our thing. Twitter link is broken.
Thanks,
whatever.
Dad.
But anyway, like, and we're also... Watch Dogs will be our first video review that we're going to post on our YouTube channel. As you can find it on the Couch Co-op channel as well. And then we'll probably have some other content that we'll put on the YouTube channel just to have some more entertainment for people who actually
read the site. Are we debating behind-the-scenes videos for our site?
What do you mean behind-the-scenes?
Behind-the-scenes videos or behind-the-scenes recordings to go with our podcast and or video gameplays.
I don't know. There's not really much behind the scenes.
We're debating it.
But yeah, so like we'll do like video reviews, and anytime we go to conventions, we'll probably have some video from there too. Okay. And we'll probably start we're going to try to work on expanding the video side of the site so that we're putting out content as well as giving you content from other sources, like, you know, game trailers are released and so on and so forth. So
we're talking about getting press passes for
SGC,
Southwest Gaming Convention, mm-hmm.
which is a possibility.
So we might be bringing some coverage from that.
Never been to it, but it sounds exciting.
Yeah, well, I mean, we never went to Comic-Con before, but
true.
That was a lot of
right.
fun.
Yeah, after going to Comic-Con, it's just like, I want to go to every single one of these.
We're going to try to hit all of the conventions that are...
Relate to gaming.
Or
comics or anything that...
Really just this kind of like generation or the things that...
The gaming culture goes to.
The culture, yeah. That's a good word. Culture. You know, because, I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of gamers, not every gamer, but most gamers... have a nerdy side, you know? We like comics, we like superheroes, mm-hmm. you know? And, I mean, even not even that kind of stuff, just we like tech stuff, too.
Yeah.
It could be anything from just like, hey, Europe built a robot. That's awesome, you know?
Like, if we could go to VidCon, I would lose my freaking mind. But
fingers
that's
crossed.
way down the road.
Hey, man, you know, easier to plan it.
Well, like, it's a convention for YouTubers, basically.
Oh, okay.
So once we get an established YouTube base...
You see what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
Average gamer. I don't even know what that was.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm informed. And so are you guys, if you don't know what it is.
But yeah. So basically, we're going to work on expanding our content. All you have to do is just read the stuff we put up. And just go check out the website.
Just look at it.
Yeah.
See,
I mean,
friends and family.
I posted... what's his name? Glenn Beck... had his little rant on gaming and gaming violence and how Watchdog teaches kids to hack. So
he doesn't have a confusing name.
But I posted a little, I guess you could call it, I don't know, an editorial piece, except it's not really editorial.
You know what? I don't think I saw that one. He's saying that kids are learning how to hack their video games.
Yeah.
I wish I could push a button on my phone and break into something.
Exactly. But yeah, you can go check out that article and watch Glenn Beck make a fool of himself online. And then, so yeah, we're also going to start putting out articles that aren't directly related to gaming news, but like are more so commenting on it. So you'll get our opinions on different press releases or announcements and stuff like that too. And then also, we're going to have to find some way to cover E3 during
our
the craziness of our lives.
Our work week.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to do that. I'll probably be in class watching the live stream with one headphone in, to be honest.
Snapchat on the other.
Yeah. Because I'm going to have to watch that conference. All
guys,
the conferences.
I do construction, so I'm not going to be able to see it during the day. I'll have to come home and watch it on the Xbox or something.
That's all right. And, so yeah. I guess...
That's it for today?
I mean, I guess so.
I think we covered everything.
Yeah. Well, we need to come up with a better wrap-up session, which you could help us out with and send us reader mail.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Dad?
Or whoever. Hopefully more people than just your dad listening.
I mean, you know, we got some views.
Yeah, we do. We do.
All right, well.
We got a good core group. But yeah, so, like us on Facebook. Couch Co-op or facebook.com/couchcoopdfw. Follow us on Twitter at couchco_op.
Yeah, don't try the link yet. Just go
straight to
Twitter and type it in.
And then you can also go check out our site, couchcoop.net. And what helps us out a lot is, especially on Facebook, if you share the articles that we post on that site.
Yeah.
That
share, retweet.
The share gets more people to see it and more people to the site and ultimately expands the community.
Like.
Yeah, just do whatever to help us out.
Mail it to someone.
And hopefully we'll make it worth your time.
Screenshot, show somebody.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Couch Co-op Podcast Episode 2.
Dope.
We've made it this far.
Thanks, guys.
So yeah. And we're out.
So can I say?
Sorry. I was doing outro
music.